The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy. I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. You can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And if you're a business interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can give us a call at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Burnson, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We have a brand new 90-minute webinar coming up on Sunday, February 23rd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is entitled, When Did You Ever Become Less by Dying? And the host of this event will be Dr. Stafford Betty. And our Holiday of the Earth raffle is coming up on April 22nd. It's $5 per chance to enter, and that gives you five chances to win a one-hour phone reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this event will be Renee Buck, Neil Zepkowski, Eliza Ray, Catherine Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And now let me introduce our guest for tonight. Our guest medium is Siri Burnson, and in addition to being a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, Siri is a grief recovery specialist. She is also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art and has traveled all over the world. She speaks several different languages, and she uses her gift to heal and to comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And we're always happy to have her back on the show with us. Hi, Siri. Welcome back.
Hello, Doreen. How are you? And hello, everyone out there.
Oh, I am so good. It's so nice to talk to you again. We love having you on the show. And
thank you.
We have a couple of minutes to chat before we go to our phone line. So I wanted to ask you, I wanted to get your input, actually, on something. You know, when I teach about mediumship, and I know you teach classes also, I always explain to my students that there are many different types of mediums, but if someone says that they are an evidential medium, that's not really a type of medium because every medium should bring through evidence. So tell me what your thoughts are on this. Do you ever get this from your people as well?
Yeah, so I actually posted this question the other day on social media because I have a lot of colleagues that are mediums, and I sort of posted in this way that what is the most important part, or is anyone above the other one? And
right.
That has to do with evidence, presence, and so on and so on. And I found it interesting that some of the mediums, they said that it was the presence of spirit, that the evidence was not primary. And so there were different responses that I received. Oh, yeah. And so my thinking is that evidence is number one, two, and three. Evidence is crucial. But when a medium is able to bring bring in the presence of the spirit, and you're able to combine the evidence with the presence, and you bring the healing energy through, that's really when you've captured the essence of spirit. That's my. That's just my humble.
And I kind of agree with that. I think you do need kind of a combination of things. But I mean, I tell my clients all the time, my students, it really is our job to provide some level of evidence that they understand that consciousness survives physical death. So, you know, And
I mean, I have had so many readings where mediums, they were trying to give me a reading, and they would say, "Oh, I see that you're from Ireland," and I would say to them, "Well, I've never put my foot down there, but you know, let's go ahead and see what else comes from." And then this is on the house. And so, by virtue of them talking more and more and more, they do cold readings, and then it just falls flat. And I have experienced more of those than I have really truly experienced the evidential. Where they can really capture the essence of one of my loved ones.
And that is important. It is important to do that. What about people who say, or they ask about this a lot of times, like, is someone born as a medium, or can anyone become a medium, even if you don't start out that way? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thought is that mediums are born, because I think most mediums are quite quirky. We are different. We are unique. We have a different way of thinking, and we are more sensitive than most people. I do think that people can learn how to become mediums, but it's sort of like if you learn how to play the violin or if you learn how to sing, there are people that are born really, truly attuned with an instrument or attuned with a voice with a perfect pitch. I do not have a perfect pitch. So I think mediums are born. I mean, what do you think?
You know, it's so interesting because I tell people all the time, especially when it's my clients, and you know how your clients always have like they have some kind of experience of sensing their loved one, right? Or maybe they'll connect in a dream. And my thoughts on this is that everyone has the ability to a certain degree to kind of connect with their own loved ones. But that's not the same as being a medium, because as a medium, you have to be able to connect with other people's loved ones, with people that you've never met before. You know, when it's your own people, you recognize the energy of them. You know, that's the cool part, you know.
But I think also, the other thing also with being born a medium, those of us that really have been working, like I've been doing this now for 20 years almost. And I also have to say the other aspect of this is there's an enormous amount of pressure to constantly perform at a very, very high level. And I think that not everyone can do that. And I think that people that learn to do this, they may be able to do a reading here and there, but to perform for decades on end at a very, very high level, that's a different story.
It is. It is. It's a bit of a challenge because we are human also. You know, we're not infallible, and, you know, occasionally we're not up to par or we're not feeling well or whatever. But in most cases, we do get some information. So, you know, but it's just interesting because even those of us who are mediums, you know, we're very different from each other. Some people are natural-born mediums, right? And they're little toddlers, you know, and they're standing in their cribs and they're talking to spirit. Others, and I'm not sure which type you are, but others, like me, I'm what's called a mental medium, and it didn't kick in for me until I was in my 30s. You know, so the ability was always there, but the door wasn't open. You know, that's the way I describe it, you know.
Well, I actually had it, like, from a very early age. I remember myself vividly having my friends, I would talk to my friends as a kid, and so I had these very unusual experiences as a kid also. I would have these really vivid dreams of things that would later happen. And so I knew that I had it, but at the same time, I was an atheist for like 15, 20 years. I was an atheist until my late 20s. Something happened and my life took a turn, and I realized that I had to find meaning to life, and then I started the search for spirit. And
yeah,
so
that's
I sort
so
of hit
interesting.
Gear again.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because from what you just described, I kind of had something similar where when I was very young, I was psychic, you know, and I would just know things. And so I had that ability was, you know, already kind of kicking in, and precognition, you know, when you're knowing things ahead of time. But yep. the mediumship, that did not happen until later. And I also like to remind people that all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. You know, it's clearly two different things. I think you agree, right?
I absolutely agree. And actually, I was just reading it. There's a booklet that the Forever Family Foundation gives publishes, and it's what you need to know before, during, and after a session with a medium. People can download this. I think it is $2 on the website or something. They can download it on PDF, and I was just reading through it. And it's
I'm
all in there.
And it's good for people to educate themselves about that, you know, just so that they have a really good idea of what the expectations should be.
Yeah.
All righty, so we're going to take a quick break. For those of you who are listening in tonight, check out Siri's website at spiritoflight.com. And we'll take a very quick break, and we'll get right back to everyone. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Siri Berntsen. So we're going to go to our callers. I know we have a bunch of people holding. And before we take our first call, I just want to mention that our phone lines do tend to light up pretty quickly. We'll get to as many as we can. We like to hear your voice if we take your call on the air. So just let us know if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit. And all we really need is your first name. So I think our first caller is Glenda, calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, I am. Good evening, ladies.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
I'd love a connection, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
Okay, so how are you doing tonight, Glenda?
Siri, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. Okay, so the first thing that I'm gonna run through a few things. My feeling is that there's a husband that is coming through. I do hope it's your husband. All I know is that there's a husband that is coming through because he shows me the wedding ring. I feel as though when you met him years and years and years ago, you may have met him at a dance or some sort of a where people were in a socializing in a community hall or something like this. Because he comes across to me as having been a fairly good dancer back in the day. I also do get a sense that he shows me now that you may also be thinking of going dancing again, or there's a sense of wanting to go somewhere where you move around the dance floor. But also what I perceive from him is that I do feel like he was very fair-skinned. I also feel like he would have had a hard time in the sun. So exposure to the sun would have left him sort of flush, kind of like rosy on the cheeks and all that. And my feeling also is that he is pointing at his chest area. I feel also his heart may have given in. What I mean by that, I feel like he would have had, he has a sense of humor about this, sort of in general. He has a sense of humor about life in general. He's pointing at his heart, and my feeling is that he may either have had two episodes of a heart failure, or there's two heart issues going on, or two, there's a sense of a heart issue and then another episode of a heart issue that brings him to his passing. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. Would it make sense to you that this is your husband also?
Yes, he was.
Okay, great. Now, there's a number of things. He shows me a few things. I'm not sure if you have any affiliation with New York City or if you've ever been to the Empire State or if you went to Niagara Falls for your honeymoon, but he's highlighting what I perceive to be upstate New York for honeymoon or some sort of a big anniversary. And then he also shows me
now. We were both from New York.
Okay, good. Okay, because he just shows me the whole entire state of New York, obviously, Niagara Falls and everything. So then he shows me this, that you still either wear your wedding ring or your engagement ring, or you still wear a ring that he gave you. And the other thing also here is you still celebrate his birthday, because he shows me that every single birthday, I'm not sure if it's in the fall, he shows me either September or October. I feel like I'm closer to the month of September, but he shows me you lighting a candle on a cupcake. Do you understand this?
It's not a candle on a cupcake, but I'm Jewish and he was not. And during the High Holy Days, I light a candle in his memory.
Oh, okay. Would that be then close to, is there a holiday then usually? Isn't it like Rosh Hashanah or something that is used
yes,
around
that? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, then that's what it is. Okay, so you are the one that you light the candle for him in his memory.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Because I feel like he is showing me that you do this every single year, you do this for him, and you pray. I'm also going to say this. He shows me that you're very, I don't know if you do some sort of a yoga or meditation or what it is that you're doing, but you're praying to the angels, or you're praying to the higher beings, and you're sending him letters all the time, or you're writing to him. Do you understand this?
Yeah, but it's not to him, but I do everything, but it's not actually to him. It's to somebody else.
Okay, but then I'm going to say this, but would it be correct that if you're writing these letters, that you're writing these letters to another person that either has gone through what you have gone through, or this is about spirit, or where spirit might reside?
Well, they're in spirit also.
Oh, okay, good. That's where spirit resides. As long as I understand, because he shows me writing the letters, and then he shows me mailing the letters, and then he shows me, it's where the spirits live. So then at least you know that your husband is watching out for you, and he's really, I'm going to say one thing here, though. You really, really, really miss him because he was a lot of fun. I'm going to say this also because you're so convinced that he will be there right there waiting for you when your time comes. And he's kind of like saying to you that, don't rush this one because you're having too much fun in life. And really enjoy your friend, because once you get into the afterlife, you're going to be here for, you're going to be with him again. Make sense? kind of like you can't wait to see him again, but at the same time, you have so many good friends that you're waiting to, like, there's a sense of having too much fun in life. But at the same time, you
I'm in no hurry to cross over.
He shows me that every day, like, there's such a yearning to be with him again. There's such a yearning to be held by him because he was fun. There's a sense of him being so much fun, if that makes sense.
Well, he was fun most of the time, you know, but like everybody else, we had, you know, our ups and downs.
Everyone does. But my feeling is that there's a sense of missing his joy or missing his laughter. Of course, I mean, some of the people that are the most intense people can also be kind of cranky at times, you know, it's normal. But do you understand someone in the family also dealing either with skin issues or melanoma or breath marks or big freckles or spots?
Well, everything that you mentioned, I have freckles. My daughter with this husband has birthmarks. And his father, who also is in spirit, had melanoma.
That's it. Okay. Oh, so everything that I said was true. I need to just let you know that the two of them are obviously together because I'm being shown, like, scratching on the melanoma, and then I'm being shown the birthmark. I think the message here is this is for his son, is to be really, really careful with his with the birthmarks and make sure that he has them checked out. Because it's as if I'm looking at, like, a birthmark that is either close to the face or on the shoulders or exposed to the sun regularly. To remind him to have it removed. So.
Okay. I think we're going to leave it there.
One quick question. Did any initial come across?
Any what?
Any initial for the name come across?
I didn't really tune into it. The only thing that comes to my mind is M or L. Either M or L.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. We're going to go to our next caller. We have Shirley calling in from New York. Are you with us, Shirley?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Okay. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like to have a connection with Spirit, please.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm going to say to you, I'm going to say this. My feeling is that you want to hear from someone that I may not be able to connect to, but I have a mother coming through, and my feeling is that she's not a very tall lady, and I feel like she may have been one of these ladies that, as she got older, she would have wobbled a little bit, because my feeling is that my legs are now, I feel like I have edema on my legs or something, because she shows me thicker ankles or cankles, if I may say that. I also do get a sense where she lived. She may have had to walk up a few steps when she got into her house or in and out of her house. And this also became more laboring as she got older. I also am aware of it, that she had gray hair. It was very much thinning. And I feel like she has this sort of the gray silver, like the silver mixed with white hair. So it's almost as if I'm looking at the stripes. And I feel like she was a little bit on the heavy side. And to tell you the truth, either she had congestive heart failure, or I had fluids on my lungs. But I feel like the edema in my ankles and the fluids on the lungs, those two are connected. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And do you understand why she would be acknowledging the bird lady or somebody that has birds? Do you know how, like, there's some people, they watch birds all the time, they're bird watchers, or they put the feeders outside with a hummingbird feeder? Like, there's a sense of, are you the one that you love birds and you try to have different species of birds outside of your house?
No.
Okay, I'm going to stick to this. Two things. I feel like I need to acknowledge a name that in my mind would sound like, I think it is Brenda rather than Betty, but there's a big B. B for Brenda or B for Betty. Do you understand this in your life?
No, there isn't.
Okay. I am going to put it aside because I'm not going to linger on it too long. In your life currently right now, though, do you understand someone who has a beautiful yard with flowers and they have to have their... Like, they have to have people work on the yard. They have to have landscapers come and fix the yard before the summer comes. Do you understand any of this?
Yes, the person that you may not be able to connect with, yes.
Okay. So you understand the person that I kind of like put aside, they had a nice yard, or they would always make sure that the yard was taken care of in the spring and in the fall or throughout the season?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to say this here. Do you understand them, because I'm trying to link in with them, and they're not close, they're just not very close to me, but do you understand them also loving to birdwatch, or they would have been able to narrate the different species of birds?
No, I can't make a connection, at least not right now.
Okay.
I can't think of it.
Okay, because I'm being shown yellow finches, I'm being shown hummingbirds and all that. I'm going to put it to the side for the time being. The person that you're hoping to hear from, do you understand this being a man?
Yes.
Okay, because I can feel my hands suddenly getting bigger. I feel like my wrists are suddenly getting bigger also. And would it be correct to hear also he's family to you?
Yes.
Okay. Is this either a husband or a brother or someone that is very, very close to you in that way, not a dad?
Yes.
Okay, because I need to stand right. How I see this is that he's wanted to stand next to you, and he's wanted to hold you. And I also feel like I need to acknowledge either veterans or having been in the service. Do you understand this, please?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Why would I be putting up the flag around June 14th, or why would I be Flag Day is June 14th? In celebration of, no, I'm going to really stick to this. Would your father, by any chance, have been in the war?
Oh, it's not my father.
No, I know that. But is your father passed away, please?
No.
Okay, I need to stick to this. But your mom has passed away, correct?
No, my mother-in-law.
Okay, that's the same thing. Like if it's a mother-in-law, it's like the one who's above you, the woman who's above you.
Yes.
Do you know if her husband was in the service? Because I need to acknowledge the man. But the man that you want to connect with, is that your husband, please?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I heard husband loud and clear. So obviously your husband is with his mom. But do you then understand your husband that there would have been servicemen in his family even though your husband was not in the service?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I'm going to nudge it to the side for the time being. Do you understand your husband at one point either having grown a beard, because he shows me having brown facial hair, or sideburns?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to say one more thing here, though. In your family, do you understand people in the family that either work on larger vehicles that would also do snow plowing or trucks or those types of things?
Oh, who you're referring to could be my uncle.
Okay. Did he by any chance work in trucks or snow plowing? Okay, great. And did he by any chance at one point in his life have, so I'm just going to say this, I have like several people with you. Obviously, if your husband is the one that would have been able to watch the yard and really enjoyed the yard, and then this man that is also here to my side with the brown hair and the facial hair, if that is your uncle, the one that worked on the snow plows and all that, then obviously he's here with you too. Now, I'm going to go back to your husband, the one that I brought through that was mentioned in the yard. Did you have to, after he passed away, do you understand having to change the floors? Or changing the floor plan or something? I'll tell you what he shows me. He shows me moving a rug or moving the furniture or moving things around. That would be like a dining room table, furniture moving, pushing it around. Because it feels to me either you change your homes drastically or you moved a lot of things around.
We have just a few seconds to go here.
Well, we're in the process of possibly moving.
Okay, that's a yes to me then. Just know that your husband is with you. Also know that your uncle is with you. And also know that your mother-in-law is the one that is just also wanted to say hello. Just know that you're surrounded by love. Just know that. You're surrounded by love, like spirit is all around you.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we'll have to leave it there. Shirley, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alrighty, so we have time, I think, to go one more call, and then we'll take a little break right after that. So I think next coming up, we have Marcia calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Marcia?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the
Hello.
Show. Did Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
A mini reading.
Okay,
great. Now, do you say Marcia or do you say Marcia?
Marcia.
Okay, Marcia, great. Because I actually know I have a friend whose name is Marcia. And then I have another friend who is Marcia. So I just want to make sure that I've got it right. Okay. So there's a man that is coming through for you, and my feeling is that I'm going to tell you this. I'm not feeling like he was emotionally very, very close to you. You know how, like, sometimes some men, they keep their distance, they're kind of shut down emotionally. So the man that is coming through, my feeling is that he would have had, he's balding on top of his head, where it's actually thinning on top of his head. I also do get a sense he would have been past 65 when he passed away. I feel like his passing would have been fairly quick. There's a medical issue that takes him away very, very quickly. It's like 1 minute here, the next minute gone. I also do get a sense that he was a very challenging personality to deal with. Do you understand this?
Maybe.
I'm going to put it this way. Okay, I'm going to put it this way. Is your dad passed away, please?
Yes.
Okay. And would it be correct that your dad was not always the easiest one to deal with?
No, he was always easy.
It was always easy. There's a man here in the spirit world. Do you understand a connection to the name either Jim or Tim?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna highlight the big T because I'm being shown if my name was like Jim Tucker or something. It's just that I think it is T for Tuck or T. There's a T connection to this guy. At any rate, so the man that is, my feeling that is a dad, you know, think also about like father-in-law or possibly an uncle. Anyway, what he shows me right now is, you know when people start having issues with their feet because of diabetes or other issues? Because he's pointing out my toes, and my feeling is that he would have had issues with his toes. And through the toes, he also shows me having had, I'm not sure if these are blood clots or what they are. It just feels to me like my leg is going to sleep. So there's issues with blood flow to his legs. Do you understand anyone in your family that would be your dad's generation that was challenging to deal with at the end of his life because of medical reasons?
Medical, yes, but not of the leg.
It's not the leg, okay. But is it still not your dad? Why would I feel like this guy is so close to you that he feels like a dad?
I don't know.
Okay, but you understand a man that became very difficult personality-wise when he became ill?
No, I really don't.
Okay, I'm going to stick with this guy that I have here. Do you have a sister in the spirit world, please?
I still have a sister in this world, yes.
Okay, because I heard from my other side, usually I work on the right-hand side, but from my left-hand side, from the left field, there was a lady that came through, and she shows me that she's a sister. I do feel like when she passed away, would it make sense that you were with her when she passed away, please?
Oh, no. She didn't pass away. She's here.
Maybe I am just not connecting to you. There's a lady that is coming through. My feeling is that she's to your side. My feeling also is that she was not alone when she passed away. She is in a medical institution, like she's in a hospital or a facility like this. I do know that she was in hospice when she passed away. I feel like there's a connection to a name that starts with a V, whether there's a Vera or Vicky or a V connection to her. Also, or Valerie, there's a big V around her. You're not understanding anything that I'm saying to you.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Could I jump in here for a second?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Marcia, this is Doreen. Just curious.
Hi.
The dad energy is very strong, and I was picking up on that when Siri was getting that also. However, I don't know, do you have a friend, someone here living, who just recently lost their dad? Because I was kind of listening to what Siri was saying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I have a friend. You have a friend that lost her dad.
Okay, because as I was hearing Siri bring that information through, I kind of got this sense that this was outside your family circle, so perhaps connected to you in a different way. And the interesting thing about this is sometimes when they come through like this, they want to identify like as the dad or as a mom or something because that's the role that they played. So if this could be a friend of yours, I don't know if you have the information maybe or if you're able to validate.
No, I can't. Sorry.
You're not. Okay, because I feel like this is outside your family circle. So what I would recommend for you is to kind of jot down some of the things that Siri was saying
and perhaps talk to your friend, see if any of this fits.
I will.
The name with the T, the name with the V, because it kind of was, I was resonating with what she was saying as well, but I just kept getting the sense that it's outside your family circle. And I will tell you this, as much as you probably want to hear from someone who you have a strong connection to, we are not in charge of this process. They are. And, you know,
that's
and
correct.
sometimes when we get stuff like this, it simply means that it just might be the only way they could get a message through to someone here on Earth to let them know that they, you know, they're okay on the other side. And it's kind of like a hello from spirit, but unfortunately it makes you the messenger, okay? So unless you're getting anything else real quick, because we have to go to break now. Are you getting anything else at all, Sarah?
Two things really, really quickly. In the spirit world, I feel like I need to mention the name Kathy in the spirit world. But also the lady Kathy, I feel like she is also either a very creative person. She would have known how to do embroidery or sewing or stitching or making her own clothes or using sewing machines. So that all goes into the same package with the same figure.
Right, information for the same people that she was getting. So jot all of that down, Marcia. And, you know,
Thank you very much. I'll tell you something.
If you're able to validate any of that, call back on another show and let us know, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thanks so much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a very quick break, and don't go anywhere. We'll get back to our phone lines in just a moment. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life. brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Siri Bernson. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice, and just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like The Gap, Home Depot, Petco, Sirius Radio, Vistaprint, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All righty, so we are back with Siri Bernson, and we've got time for a couple of more calls, so let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Megan calling in from New York. Are you with us, Megan?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us,
you.
Or would you like to have a connection?
A connection, please.
Okay, okay. We'll turn you over to Siri.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to have an open mind right now, because you never know what's going to come through. So so there's a young man that is coming through. I'm going to tell you honestly right now, I am not 100% sure how he's connected to you yet. My feeling is that this young guy, he would have been the type of guy, he probably would have been close to 6'2". He's also very broad in his shoulders. I also do know that he would have loved to wear a baseball hat. He turns the baseball hat backwards and forward. And my feeling is that one of the ways that he would love to, he's very relaxed. He just is very chill about everything in his life. I also do get a sense that the way he passes is a quick passing with him. So I'm not sure if it's an accident or what's taking place. But I feel like there's a quick passing with him that it's not a medical issue that he passes away from. He also shows me having had the physical body of somebody that could have played football or very athletic build. Do you understand anything that I'm saying to you?
Yep, that all pretty much resonates with me.
Okay, good. Like really athletic build?
Yep, athletic build. Not so much the baseball hat, but everything else.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, I think the baseball hat is simply sort of referring to him being sort of laid back and chilled out and like sort of like he's not very tense.
Yeah.
I also feel like somebody, he's showing me right now that somebody either was thinking of getting a tattoo in his memory, but they're not sure if they want to get a tattoo. And then they carry something from him around their neck, whether this is a necklace or a pendant or something. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I understand both of them.
Okay, because he shows me it's really important that you know that, like, whoever's holding this pendant thing, that they have a tendency to grab the pendant and then, like, talk to him. It's kind of like, you know, like when the Catholics, like, kiss the cross, but it's not about kissing the cross, but it's about the memory of him and connection to him. And I feel like he wants to send you so much love. And so here's the deal. So both Dorian and I, we started we did the grief recovery program. My feeling is that he shows me right now that you have been moving back and forth with your grief process. You've gone from the anger, injustice. I feel like you're still processing his passing. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like you want to be angry at someone. You want to, it's kind of like you want to see someone in court, but there's nobody to take to court. You want to see God in court. Like you want to put your fist out and say, this is unfair. This is unjust. But I also feel like he just wants to say to you, is this your son? Or is it your boyfriend or something? Is it your son or your boyfriend?
Can I tell you who it is?
Yeah.
Yes, so it is my father.
Oh, it is your dad, okay. But he's really relaxed, though.
He is. That is his demeanor.
Okay, like really laid back. Okay, bear with me for 1 second, though. But do you understand this thing that somebody is carrying around the neck, like a pendant or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, can I also say who that would be?
Yeah,
or,
yeah
that would
sure.
be my mother who does.
Oh, okay. So she's the one that carries something around the neck?
Yes.
Okay, and she is the one that prays to God, and she's still processing the grief from the loss of her husband, then?
Yeah, she does prayers.
Okay, well, she's the one that still is in the process of, like, she's still grieving your dad, she's still grieving her husband. Because I feel like
the
one with the necklace, with the pendant, she is the one that I want to go to as for the message part. Because I need to I want to put my arms around her, and then I want to share the love with you, too. It's like different type of love, if I may say that. So, what on earth am I doing right now? Either you or your mom, one of the two of you, there's a few things. You still make cakes, or you still bake cakes, and you like to put the cake on the, and you have a deck, or you have a patio or something. He shows me putting a thing over a cake, like in the summertime, he's swatting the flies away, and he's making sure that when you come together to cut the cake, do you understand why he would be talking about this, like June, July or something? I think it's in June. Do you understand this?
The cake, not so much, but June makes sense. That's the month that he passed.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to stick to it this way. Then it's obviously that he's wanted to say to you, to the family, to celebrate his life. I think that's what it is. So the cake is just a metaphor for celebration. So celebrating his life in June. So do you have any plans of coming together, like you and your mom and the family?
We do celebrate him, or we do stuff in memory of him. But also now, I'm just thinking about it, when you mentioned July and a cake as well, July is my mother's birthday.
Okay, so obviously those are the two things. So I feel like your dad is emphasizing, make sure that you all come together, both for his anniversary, but more importantly for your mom's birthday then.
Yeah.
I feel like he's really emphasizing, like, absolutely, you have to come together, you have to celebrate life. The other thing also, he's also showing me right now, you've been either helping your mom out, either with her taxes or with her finances, or you've been trying to show her how to do things online that has to do with payments of, like, I don't know what it is. Do you understand?
Yeah, that all makes
online? Okay.
Yep.
So, because your dad is sending you so many kisses to you, like kisses up and, like, just kisses and kisses and kisses to you for being so supportive of your mom, for putting her finances in order, because my feeling is that he didn't get a chance to get, or he shows me now, he was very organized, but he didn't get a chance to show your mom exactly how to do things, if that makes sense.
It kind of.
Okay. However you understand it, because, I mean, we have like 5 minutes
we have just a few seconds left for this
call. So just take your dad's love, but most importantly, your dad is blowing kisses at your mom, because he just wants to let your mom know how much he loves your mom.
Definitely.
Your mom still has your dad's shoes somewhere.
Shoes? Yes.
Yeah, because I see his shoes, I think they're under the bed or something. I just know that your dad is playing. Oh, my shoes are still there.
So. Yeah, I still have the shoes.
Oh, you have the shoes, okay. All I know is he's pointing at the shoes, and he sounds blowing kisses at you, too. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan, for calling in. I hope this helped.
Definitely. Thank you.
All righty. Let's go to our next caller. I think we have Ann calling in from South Carolina. Are you with us, Ann?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, yes. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question
for us,
or would you like to have a connection to spirit?
Can I please have a connection with spirit?
Okie dokie. Okay, so there's a lady that is coming through, and all I know about this lady right now is she, in my mind, she would have had arthritis, but I also do know that she was quite, do you know, like, when people kind of push through it, and they have arthritic issues, and yet they would be knitting or crocheting or doing things with their hands. And then this lady, she shows me right now that her vision even started fading, but she still kept on going. So what I'm experiencing from her is that the lady that is coming through is either your mom or your grandmother, because I feel like I'm older with her when she passed away. Do you by any chance understand that where you may have
grown up, going back in time, possibly 40, 50 years or something, that may have been either farmland or pig's farm or something like this?
Not a farm that I know of.
Okay. For somebody else?
No. I was saying, go ahead. My mom or my grandma.
Do you understand with your mother or your grandmother, one of the two of them, growing up in a rural area where there would have been farmland?
Okay.
Do you understand it?
My dad.
Your dad, is your dad passed away also?
Yes.
Okay. And was it by any chance a farm next to him, or did he live next to the farm when he was growing up?
It was rural, so probably.
Okay, it just looks rural to me. It just looks like just acres and acres of land as I see it. Now, that said, you understand either your mom or your grandmother, one of the two of them, having been very good with her hands. Making things, quilting, sewing, things like this. I'm going to stick to that.
Okay, keep sticking.
In your family, there's a lady that is coming through right now. She fears me having a fright, so I'm going to say this again. At the same time, it feels me in her younger days. My feeling is that she would have made a quilt that is still in the family. Do you understand this?
I have an aunt that died that did that, a lot of crocheting, and gave away a lot of stuff that she made to family members.
Okay. Now, this is what I'm going to say also, but your mom has passed away, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with the three ladies that I have mentioned, so obviously if there's an aunt that passed away, either with your mom or with your aunt, do you understand one of the two of them having had arthritic issues or arthritis?
Yeah, they all did.
Huh?
I said they all did. So, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well...
Yeah.
In my family, we don't necessarily have arthritis.
Okay.
It's just that I see a lady with crooked hands. Yeah.
Okay.
That said, you also understand either with your aunt or with your mom, one of the two of them having been quite, either having had dementia or really having had a tough time the last 3 or 4 years of her life because she was unable to remember as vividly as she used to or remembering as clearly as she used to. Do you understand this, please?
No.
Okay. Were you close to your mom, or did you live close to your mom before her passing?
No.
You did not. Did your mother and your aunt, do you understand the two of them living close to one another at one point?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say this again. Do you know, like, when family members, they pop their head in and they say, hello, how are you? And, like, they find their loved ones, like, or, like, they try to help them out. Do you understand by any chance that your mother or your aunt, they would have helped one another out?
Yes.
Okay. Could it be that one of the two of them became somewhat forgetful at the end of their lives?
Well, definitely not my mom.
Okay. Do you know if your auntie? Do you know if your mom was looking after your auntie?
I don't know.
Okay. But do you understand your mom, though, having had brown hair?
Yeah.
Okay, and that she was the type of lady, she either combed it away from her face or she would have had it either rolled up in, either she had rollers or she had someone fix her hair with hairspray. Do you understand this, please?
Just away from her face. Not hairspray, yeah.
Do you understand your mom having had shorter hair but having it had either in curls or rollers?
It didn't roll. It was just naturally wavy.
Okay, if it's naturally wavy, that's fine. But at least there's curls or waves in the hair. And do you understand her having had shorter hair, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
we have about 30 seconds left, just so you know.
I'm just going to say this. Obviously, your dad was mentioned here earlier, and also your mom and your aunt. So, my feeling is that your mom is showing me right now is that you have recently been either going through her things, or you've been going through things that you took with you after she passed away. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And could there possibly also be either Christmas cards or birthday cards or Easter cards or cards, holiday cards in a box?
Photo albums.
Or photo albums. It would look the same to me. Well, if it's photo albums, or it just feels more like I'm looking, what I see in my mind's eye is that I'm looking at images and pictures and images and pictures. And would it be correct that you've been thinking of putting some of them out on display?
No.
Okay. My feeling is that I'm looking at these images and I want to put them out on display. I want to put them on the table, or I want to put them somewhere where people can see them, because I want to have my family, I want to be surrounded by these pictures. And you're not understanding any of those things.
All right. Well, maybe it's a request from Spirit. You never know.
Could be.
Take a look at
that. Thank you so much, Anne.
Yeah, we have to leave it there. Anne, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped a tiny bit.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. It did.
All righty. We are just about out of time. I can never believe how quickly this hour goes, but I do want to thank our guest, Siri Burnson. Thank you so much, Siri, for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
If our listeners would like more information about your work, is the best way to go to the website?
Yep. Spirit of Light.
SpiritofLight.com. Be sure to check that out. And, of course, I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.